New heading. Thinking win-win or no deal. Win-lose thinking is the underlying assumption of almost all negotiation and problem-solving. It comes from society's scarcity mindset, which says the more the other guy wins or gets, the less there is for me. The goal is to get what you want, which usually means figuring out how to manipulate or gain the advantage over the other guy to get him to concede as much as possible. Many try to work out differences with others, even family members, in the same way. Both parties battle it out until one concedes or they settle on a compromise. I remember making a presentation in which I taught the idea that the key to breaking out of this win-lose mindset is to become emotionally and mentally settled on championing the other party's win as much as your own. It requires courage, abundant thinking, and great creativity to not settle on anything that is a compromise for either party. I taught that a further key was to begin with a no-deal option. In fact, until no deal is a viable option in your own mind, that is, until you are totally prepared to go for no deal, to walk away, to agree to disagree agreeably, unless both parties actually feel it is a win for them. You'll find yourself manipulating and often pressuring or intimidating others to go along with your win. But when no deal is truly a viable option up front, you can honestly say to the other, unless this is a true win for you and you deeply and sincerely feel it, and unless it's a true win for me and I deeply and sincerely feel it, let's agree right now to go for no deal. That process is so liberating, so freeing, and it requires such a combination of humility and kindness with strength and courage that once it is truly hammered out, both parties are transformed. Such intense bonding takes place that afterwards they will always be loyal to each other in each other's absence. After the presentation, a man who had been sitting on the front row came up to me to thank me for this very timely idea. He represented Disney Epcot and said he intended to practice it the very next day in a situation regarding the showcasing of a particular country at the Epcot Center. He explained that the people who were willing to supply much of the financing wanted a country exhibit that Disney felt would not hold enough general interest. They were feeling pressure to compromise in order to get the funding and development moving on time. But now he saw a new option. He later reported to me that he respectfully said to the funding source, "We really want to go for a win-win agreement and relationship with you. We certainly need the financing you're offering. But given our fundamental differences, we've concluded that if our agreement and joint project isn't genuinely going to be a big win for both of us, it would be better to go for no deal." As soon as the funding source sensed his sincerity, openness, and honesty of expression, they themselves stopped manipulating and pressuring. They backed up, regrouped, and then began genuine communication until a truly synergistic win-win arrangement was made. You'll notice that the power of this think win-win or no-deal deposit lies in the initial willingness to sacrifice, to suspend your own interests long enough to understand what the other person wants most and why, so that you can then go to work together on a new creative solution that encompasses both of your interests.